It's not just anecdotal. It's been scientifically proven that stress does turn your hair grey. And wait for it, it can be reversed. Unfortunately, age can't be, so no options there to date. But a new study from researchers at Columbia University Vagelos College of Physicians and Surgeons is the first to offer evidence linking psychological stress to greying hair in people. And Martin Pickard, who's an MD, and he's a professor of behavioural medicine at the college and co-author of the study, he joins us now from New York. Good evening, as it is there, Martin.
Hi there.
Can we start by defining stress? It's psychological stress we're talking about, or is it just any stress on the human body?
Yes, stress is a funny thing because everyone uses the word, but people mean different things. But I think in general, stress is something that induces a change in our physiology, in our biology in the body. So psychological stress can actually have very similar physiological and biological effects as other kind of stressors. And so we're very good humans with, our great cognitive abilities to generate our own stress. So in this particular case, we focus on psychological stress.
How on earth did you conduct this study? You didn't stress people out deliberately, I assume.
No. In this study, it was, relatively simple design. We basically asked people, do you have two colored hairs? And we have little pictures to show what that means. And basically a single strand of hair, if you look in the mirror, and maybe some of the listeners have had that experience, you say, oh my God, I have a few white hairs. So it turns out that sometimes if you pay close attention, you can find some white hairs that were part of the hair is actually dark. So then you have one single strand of hair that is half dark, half white. So these are the kind of hairs that we were looking for, and we recruited people who had these kind of two colored hairs, and then in some cases we found that the white was actually the tip of the hair, and because hairs grow continuously, the tip is older and the root near the scalp is younger. So we found some hairs that where the tip was white and then the root was dark, which demonstrated without a doubt that graying of hair was reversible.
And how can you correlate a stress episode with grey hair? Can it be one episode, or does it have to be sustained stress?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our study doesn't speak to that directly. The stressors that we recorded specifically were tended to be chronic and a substantial magnitude. We developed a tool to ask people to rate their stress levels over the past year. And to do this, we generated a little tool where people would mark on a page with the 12 months of the previous year, and then they would use a calendar. People would pull out their phones, and then we ask them to remember what was the most stressful thing that happened to you, or the most stressful period in the past year. And then people are generally very good at doing this. And then the least stressful period, and then people are also generally pretty good at doing this. And then we ask them to find other events that were noteworthy, either, being very stressful generally very stressful in the past year. And then they put the dot on the page. And then in the end, they connect the dot with a line. And then this gives us a retrospective assessment of stress over the past year. And then we were able to create the same kind of profile, but of the hair color. So that's how we were able to generate quantitative connection or quantitative link between the profile of light stress and then the profile of hair color.
So is it the first time that it's been proven in humans that being stressed out can turn our hair gray? Not overnight, but that it can.
Yes. Well, proving things in humans is difficult because to have a definitive proof, we need an experiment where, you have the same person and either the person gets stressed or doesn't get stressed. And that's why we do randomized, controlled trials. And then people get randomized to either the stress or the non-stress condition. Obviously, we're not going to do this. And ethically, that wouldn't be appropriate just to find out whether stress causes hair graying. So for that, study, we relied on correlation. So we looked at patterns of hair graying and then patterns of stress. And I think what's unique and new with this study is that it's the first time we can put numbers behind this this fact, or you know, this this theory that many people believe to be true, that stress is related to hair graying. So with the numbers and the way we were able to conduct the study, and we also did some molecular analysis of the hairs to understand molecularly inside the cell of the hair as it grows, what changes with stress and with hair graying. So the novelty here is really the strength of the correlation and the quantitative nature of it.
And here's the surprising thing, Martin, well, not to you, but the process can be reversed. You might have had a stressful episode, your hair went grey in parts, and then it can go dark again.
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, this is something that surprised me and the whole team. And when we saw this, and then we were collecting two colored hairs, we weren't looking for, you know, dark hairs that go white or white hairs that revert back to dark. But then people, you know, started to contribute to send the hairs in that had this feature that where the tip is white and then boom, the hair reverts to being dark again. And then we had, you know, a few scalp hairs from the head. And then someone sent a beard hair that had this reversal of graying, and then a female participant sent in a pubic hair that that reverted from white to dark, and then we knew that this was a real phenomenon. joking aside, yes, this was very surprising, and I think it speaks more broadly about the reversibility not just of hair graying, but maybe of the aging process as well.
It's a little early in the morning to be talking about pubic hair, but you had one person who went on holiday, and they went away for 2 weeks. They went on vacation, and their hair went from grey to being dark. Well, five of them in his head that you monitored. That's incredible.
Yes, yeah, that's incredible. So that specific finding showed two things. Because it wasn't just one isolated hair, you know, that kind of behaves stochastically, and then, you know, maybe by the fruit of randomness, this white hair reverted at the same time of vacation. To find five hairs that revert from white to dark on the same person's head at the same time, which coincides with the vacation, was remarkable. So obviously this remains correlation, but it's very strong evidence that the reduction of stress can have an influence on specific hairs, right? We need to keep in mind there's probably about 100,000 hairs on someone's head. And then we're talking about, you know, five hairs. I think it remains significant. And I think it tells us a lot because it's, you know, multiple hairs that behave in the same way in this, you know, unique way that from white to dark. But more work needs to be done to really understand this.
Yes, and you can't stop the aging process if your hair's gone grey because of your age. That's not going to reverse stress or not, I assume.
Well, what our work shows is that it's probably that different hairs on the head, again, there's about 100,000, each hair we think is a bit like each person, right? Every person is different. Some people age very well and they don't get sick often and they live to be, you know, 90, 100 years old. And some other people get sick often and end up dying early. And we don't really know what determines, what drives those differences in the aging process between different people. And in the same way, we don't really understand why on the same person, right? Your body, every cell in the body has the same genome. They're all exposed to the same kind of things, right? Yet some hairs gray very early in your late 20s, and some hairs, you know, remain dark until you're 50, 60 in some cases. So there's something that makes each hair unique. And that way, I think each hair has kind of a little window of vulnerability where it's about to transition from dark to white. And then when it transitions, even if it's age related, it's still in that window of vulnerability or window of opportunity maybe, where the white hairs can go back to dark. So We don't think it's just the stress-related graying that is reversible, but part of the age-related graying might also be reversible for some period of time.
And how's your own hair?
It's getting there. I have definitely a lot more gray hair in the past few years.
Join the club. Thanks very much for joining us, Martin. Great study. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
That's Professor Martin Pickard from Columbia University Vagelos College of Physicians and Surgeons talking to us from New York.